We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 142, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 66. You may ask questions on Kab.co, on Kab.tv. Kabbalah for the Student, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 66, page 142. Bear in mind that in everything there is internality and externality. In the world in general, Israel, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, are the internality of the world.
Meaning those in whom there is an inclination for three lines. An inclination towards bestowal, connection of those three lines, which means connecting the force of bestowal and the force of reception, putting them together so they achieve adhesion with the Creator at the middle line. In reality, we have two forces, a force of bestowal and a force of reception. The receiving force is the created being. The bestowing force is the force of the Creator. If both forces exist within the creature, including the force of bestowal, as a spark within him, so then there are two forces in the creature, the desire and the point in that desire. Now, from the desire and the point within the desire, the created being can assemble the middle line. Because his desire is the left line, the point within the desire is a spark of the screen that existed before the shattering, that's the right line, and the light that he draws to make the connection between them brings the middle line, which is called above reason, bestowal above reception. Those in whom there's an ability to assemble themselves that way. That is, there has to be a desire, and a point also must exist within that desire. And there has to be tension between the desire and the point, that one feels that this is bad for him. And that pushes the person to what? He receives the urge to know the Creator from that point. Then, his entire desire becomes a means for serving that red point, the point in the heart, in order to reach the Creator. To begin with, so, the light created the desire at such an intensity that is exactly like him, so that when the creature uses that desire, he has a true possibility to become like the Creator. This is called the development from above downwards, and then the development from below upwards. So Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are called forefathers because the desire used properly and the point within the desire, right, that point is called Abraham. When he looks at the desire and uses it correctly, that's called Isaac. So it's not just a plain desire. It's a desire that is scrutinized after there's a point. And then the combination between them is already what's called Jacob, which is the middle line. So these three components must exist here. Yes.
He's
asking if whether these two desires, these two vectors, are they equal in their size and their... Where does this delta come from? The delta of the desire between the point and the desire. Where does it come from, this delta?
The spark of light, or the Creator, permeates the desire and gives such a feeling within the desire that it is different in nature, fundamentally different. So then, he feels bad because he is unlike it. Not in the sense of a will to receive and a will to bestow, but in the usage of it, in the way it's used. I may be a will to receive, but if I use the desire, I don't even know what's a will to receive. None of us knows what's a will to receive. All of us know what is to our advantage. That's it. It's not a desire to receive. It's an intention to receive. We live in the intention to receive, not in the desire. The desire itself, we just don't feel it. To us, what's important, and all our discernments, our entire program, is only the intention for self. That's it. So the diagnosis here is not about the will to receive and the will to bestow, but it's about how the nature of the will to receive and the will to bestow is fundamentally different. So it's not like I feel this is greater and that is smaller. Rather, I feel the difference of quality, the fundamental difference between them, meaning the gap between the Creator and the creature. That's basically what I feel, and that is what pushes me to start climbing to the level of the Creator. Otherwise, it wouldn't push me to resemble the Creator. Because what I begin to do here, these are all levels of adaptation, of resemblance to the Creator. This is what's called the degrees of Adam, from the word leidamot, to become similar. He has good questions. Yes, Danny.
I feel that there are many people outside that have already gotten this delta. They feel that there is something beyond, but they're not yet ready yet to hear that it's Kabbalah, that there's a purpose of life. What, is this a preparation for the preparation?
Of course there is.
So what do you do with it?
You know, you were playing guitar there in America, and you thought that you'll be like, you know, what, Jimi Hendrix, that's it. That's your whole, well, you know, for you, that could be. Anyway. So, that's it, you understand? Until the king of Egypt fell, and you started recognizing something else. It's all about preparations. Preparations of all previous life cycles.
I meet people that in their day-to-day life, they're crying out for help. You can see, if you start searching, they're not willing to hear, to listen. How can you crack such a shell for someone who's thirsty for Kabbalah, but the moment you start talking to him about change, then he immediately knows better than you do.
I don't know. Usually, people you meet have great pride, so they can't admit that this is for them.
יש בתוך האדם מהנחש נטייה ל
because of the serpent there's a tendency within the human to destroy himself. A person would like to die or to even be sick or to be old, to be miserable and needy. This is the serpent working within us, bringing about all of these different tendencies, and it's very hard to get rid of them. And it constantly surfaces as you climb the ladder. There has to be a really great effort there, that you're working to rejoice the Creator and to be thankful to Him for every moment in life and to want to get the most benefit out of every moment in terms of bestowal and love. And this tendency is the opposite. It's the tendency towards being buried. So, in your spiritual development, when you say that, you know, I feel bad, but still I'm incapable, that's a very important point. So, until they get some spark, where does he write that a person can only wake up when the spirit from above dwells on him, and then he can open his ears, and so on? So, well, this is difficult. Okay, so where are we? Okay, so you only read about three lines. Okay, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay, so there are people, listen, Terence, there are people like you who have these three lines. There are people in whom there are no such three lines. What does it mean? Eventually, it exists in every person, because everyone must achieve the same state. The shattering was whole, was complete. The integration was complete, and the correction has to be complete. Yet, there is from all of that will to receive, there is the part of Gagalta Anaim, those who have a point that is already on top, and those who have a point, but I'm drawing it like this because it's at the bottom. Meaning it exists, but it's hidden. A hidden point, okay? And in this case, it's revealed. Therefore, those are drawn to unity, and that's why unity, Yehud, that's why they're called Yehudim, which means Jewish. They have this tendency towards Echad, one. Oneness. And then the others don't. That's why they're scattered into all kinds of desires. And that's also why they're called many. That they are many. And that they're each in their desire, in their world. And that's why it's called nations of the world. Many, many different desires. And here, it's just unity. one desire. It's not a single desire. It's many desires, but they all wish to connect to the point through which they reach the Creator. And that's why it's called one. And here, the point still doesn't surface. It doesn't determine anything. So every desire pulls in its own direction. Now, because the collective and the particular are equal, and every man is a small world, so the entire structure here, this entire structure also exists within each and every person. Even if he only has, let's say, this apparent point in the heart, he also has everything else. Only it may be hidden for now and it can appear later. But there are nevertheless desires which are not prevailed by the point in the heart. And that has to happen within each and every desire. And in general, his point in the heart is revealed and he wants to unite. And if these desires now surface and are emphasized, then a person is called a nation. And that's how it is within each and every one of us. Now, if we're already in the time of the work, so during the ascent, this isn't what we call Jewish or nations. It's called before exile and after the exile. But if it's before, meaning the part that didn't fell from the ascent to the descent, and it didn't develop by the point in the heart, then it's called nation. And then less than that is called animate and so on. Meaning these are all levels of will to receive within each and every person. So we're talking here about the people who have received a preparation from above for the three lines, and that's why they have to feel responsible for the correction of the entire world. That's all. Yes.
Item 66, Abraham.
וכן בישראל עצמם יש פנימיות שהם עובדי השם יתברך השלמים.
And the 70 nations are considered the externality of the world. Line 5, item 66. Also, there is internality within Israel themselves, which are the wholehearted workers of the Creator. And there is externality, those who do not devote themselves to the work of the Creator. Among the nations of the world, there is internality as well, which are the righteous of the nations of the world. And there is externality, which are the rude and the harmful among them. Additionally, among the servants of the Creator, among the children of Israel, there is internality, being those rewarded with comprehension of the soul, of the internality of the Torah and its secrets, and externality, who merely observe the practical part of the Torah. Also, there is internality in every person in Israel, the Israel within, which is the point in the heart, and externality, which is the inner nations of the world, the body itself. But even the inner nations of the world in that person are considered proselytes, since by cleaving to the internality, they become like proselytes among the nations of the world that came and cleaved to the whole of Israel.
Well, questions. Is this division clear?
No.
Probably it is. Okay. Yes?
Is it possible to speed up the awakening of the points in the heart? Because there are many points that have not yet been awakened. Is it possible to do a certain action to awaken that point?
How? What do you mean, accelerate the point in the heart?
No, seemingly. I mean to somehow hasten the process of awakening that point.
You're asking whether can you awaken a point in the heart without if it didn't awaken yet?
Can we do things to awaken the point in the heart, to actions?
That hasn't awakened yet?
Yeah, that hasn't yet awakened.
You brought to such states from above. What? When you're looking at someone else, you mean?
If we, in certain actions of ours...
Now, when you're already on track...
We have a point in the heart. How can we act and cause sparks to awaken? New ones.
What sparks?
New ones.
You mean from the people, from the 99%, or within us?
No, the 99%. Like Danny said, that there are a lot of these points and...
By two actions. Meaning, this is all called, let's call it nations of the world, or Achab, meaning those who haven't awakened yet. And here are those who are already called Israel. They're drawn upwards, and they have to take care of everything that is downwards. So you're asking how to awaken them by two forms of action. By an external action, which is material, giving out the material, and by the inner action, which is which is giving our unity. Through our unity. Our inner force. Meaning this is an inner force, and that is and external. So we have these two lanes. Giving out material means integral education, books, films, you know, internet, everything. The inner means the unity within us through the system that connects all of us, operates on them without them even knowing, even that way.
I wanted to go back to the other illustration with the delta.
Yes, please.
We did a workshop a few days ago, a very unique one. For me, it was the best workshop I've ever done. I really felt a very powerful connection.
Yes, I actually saw everyone else asleep.
And
the moment the workshop ended, 2 minutes later I went out. I was happy. Then I met a friend who told me something, who said something to me. And I immediately lost everything. I wanted to know, how does the system calculate every moment of when to push you away?
You're audacious. How do you dare to... Well, it's good that you want to know, but you can't. You can't know that before you know the entire system. How will you know? If the system is integrated, meaning analog. Everything is interconnected. Then only at the end of correction you'll know why you've gone through everything. When you'll be shown that you haven't done anything, and you'll agree with it.
Est-ce que ça veut dire que si vraiment on appuie sur le bon bouton, si on se connecte bien, la réponse du système est presque immédiate?
Does that mean that if we push the right button, then the answer we'll get will be immediate?
Parce que j'ai fait juste deux minutes et deux minutes seulement quand je suis sorti, j'étais content et j'avais déjà tout perdu.
Because it was like 2 minutes after, I was really happy, and 2 minutes later I lost everything.
Of course, it could happen in a minute. You go out, look at something, and that's it. You're disconnected without even going out, perhaps. What, during the study, don't you suddenly have all kinds of thoughts that disconnect you? Well, here you were, let's say, especially excited, but... Well, you'll get used to it. It's okay. From above, they send you these slaps that a person just forgets everything. To forget isn't the problem yet. The question is, when did you realize that you have fallen from your previous state? At that moment, the moment it happens?
It was like immediate. The moment he spoke to me, I felt, that's it, I'm out.
Oh, well, it can happen that only after a month you'll realize that you're out. That can happen too. If it happens on the spot, that's good. That means that look at the pace you're being pushed forward. Yes, give him the microphone, Terence. Yes, please.
Can you show that image with Israel and the nations? Now, can that image represent the work in the group, inner work and external work?
True. If we take all of the point in the heart, point in the heart of the group, and all of the desires to receive of the group here, in this way everything relates to one group, one body of the group.
То есть, с одной стороны, я работаю с моим товарищем, принимаю его внутри себя как мое отражение и исправляю его свойства во мне.
On the one hand, I accept my friend as a reflection of myself and I correct his qualities within me. And on the other hand, I openly share with him that if he's not working correctly.
In spiritual work, we don't... Well, it isn't considered spiritual work, no. I don't have to correct the friend's qualities inside of me. I have to just see him differently. There's a friend, right?
A friend, Rihani.
That's right, friend. If it's a friend, then to me, it's the Creator that stands behind him. When I look at him, say, this is my eye, and this is my nose, and here I'm looking at him. Here, this is my ear here. Get it? So, I'm looking at him. I'm looking from below upwards, looking up like this. Okay? Like this. What's the problem?
So...
Okay, so then to me, He is 100% good. That is corrected. And all I see is I see that it's only inside of me. What I see as bad within him, I immediately relate it to myself. So I don't tell him, who are you, what are you, why are you doing that? On the contrary, I'm telling myself all the time.
But in that illustration, there are two arrows, one internal and one external.
He asked about manners of dissemination here. Dissemination towards the other people, the outside. So there's external dissemination, and there's also inner dissemination. External dissemination is what we do with all the media that we distribute, and inner dissemination is if we connect strongly together, then we influence the entire world. Our people are very confused. All our friends in all the groups, they're very confused. They think they're supposed to only connect. That's good too. That at least they're thinking about this and not just studying for studying, or I don't know how they want to climb the ladder, but they do understand that spirituality is attained through unity. But what do you attain spirituality for? What do you connect for? It has to be in bestowal to all others. No, dissemination, we don't need it. So then they don't get it. They don't get anything. And their future is to collapse. They won't able to hold it, to hold on. Once I say that we need to intensify our inner dissemination, when I say, let's concentrate on ourselves, let's think about us, only us, and so on, they're very happy, great, because this means for them that we need not engage in external dissemination. And they leave it alone. And they don't remember, they forget that Baal HaSulam writes that only through dissemination of Kabbalah to the people of the world will we be awarded with the coming of redemption and the Messiah. So, as he writes here, in everything there is externality and internality. In dissemination, too, there is interior and exterior, and we have to do both.
Понятно. Но меня смутило, что вы сказали, что этот рисунок подходит и к группе, а тут две стрелочки.
If I got light, I have to pass it on, otherwise I'm a cancerous cell. That's clear. What I'm asking about are these two arrows. You said it's also relevant for the group. One an inner arrow, one an outer arrow. So why two? What is it?
Of course. If it fits in one place, it cannot be unfit in another place. It's an integrated system. If it seems that way, it means that you're misunderstanding something. Collective and particular are always equal, and it can't be otherwise. Everything you discover in a part of the system, you see in the whole system. It has to be similar. So, towards the friend, what happens here? I also have to be externally elevated towards the friends, showing him how happy, confident, and secure I am with respect to my spiritual life. And externally, I also have to be concerned about the group, that I make sure they influence me so that I receive the light that reform as well.
The arrows are in the same direction.
Mushi.
I want to find out. A friend is my mirror. It's something very interesting. I want to ask, any person that I meet in my life, is he my mirror or is it just a friend? And if it's a friend, then what part in the friend is a mirror?
Very beautiful question, really. Good one indeed. If I accept a person as a friend, he becomes my mirror. Which means anything I see in him, if I see something negative in him in relation to my spiritual movement, I have to understand, to see it as within me. And I am just seeing, have a distortion of perception. However, with external people, outside people, it isn't necessarily the case. Of course, I have to say that it's the Creator standing behind them as well. But it's not that He presents the entire reality to me as a replication, a reflection of my inner qualities. So he says, Baal HaSulam, in some letter, I think, he talks about it, and then he says, and that requires a great study, meaning how to relate to people outside in comparison to people in the group. I think, well, maybe it's Rabash writing that, I don't remember. In short, it's not a simple thing. Gradually, as the system becomes clarified, at least the first part of it, which, well, let's say, something that is like Galgal Ta'anaim, then we can more accurately see how to relate to Ahab. The question is really good, but that's the answer for the time being. Only towards the friend should I see him as my mirror. Also, it's a mirror that the Creator angles at me, saying, look, here's your nose, here's your eyes, here's your ears, you have a stain there, this is wrong. Meaning, it's always in a selective, specific aspect. The Creator is doing that. How does He do it? He extracts all of my qualities, making them different characters and showing them to me.
Meaning, when I look at the friend, so what? Everything I see in him, I ascribe to myself that it's evil? Everything bad that I see in him?
Everything that relates to the spiritual path.
Okay, spiritual path can be for me anything.
No.
Maybe an example of what is and what isn't.
This already relates to the level of connection. If I already had love towards Niv, I would love everything about him. How beautiful are his eyes, his eyebrows, such delicate ears. You know, I don't know else what, don't know what else to say, but in any case, and in accordance with love, you just don't see flaws. You just love. They say it's habit, but it isn't habit. In corporeality, our will to receive doesn't want us to suffer. It guards itself. That's why we get used to others' flaws in order to not suffer from it, and then we sort of not identify them. But in spirituality, this is literally what's called love covers all transgressions, meaning it isn't just plain habit. It's a work. It's work. It's It's the corrections.
What love? I see only bad things in the friend. Now I ascribe this to myself.
You don't see sometimes that you envy at them?
Yeah, I do envy them, but there's no love.
Okay, but still, there is something to be envied about. Meaning, he is better than you, more advanced, he has all kinds of things that you would like to also have. Right, so it means you already see something good about him. And it bothers you, right? It bothers you. So, you're thankful for the Creator that it pains you? Why not? He's showing you that you are lower than others. You begin being sorry about it, mad about it. What does it lead you to then? Why don't you love him right now when you see that he's better than you? The Creator just showed you, using that friend, that you have room to advance. Otherwise you'd stay like dead, like inanimate. Now, through envy, lust, honor, hatred even, doesn't matter, you already have some fuel. You can't remain in that state. Now, either you calm yourself down, you say, it's all nonsense, it just seems to me that way. Or, on the contrary, you want to remain in that, you remember that, and you're planning, how can you get out of that state, those bad qualities that have surfaced. You're actually planning it out. How do you transcend?
Still, for me, there's this confusion when I look at the friend. You say, don't ascribe everything evil that I see in him as myself. There are things that I can criticize and so on, which are unrelated to spirituality.
No. What has to do with the animal is the animal. Let's say he's too hasty or a bit lazy or something of that sort. This is just a part of his external nature until he moves while there's another person who is, you know, running around. So this is a corporeal nature. Everyone is born the way he's born. We're talking about the inclination to change. How much is that on fire in him? What do you need to envy at? Either you envy at his, you know, muscles, or you envy at how precisely directed he is. Yes, Glizel.
If, for example, I see a friend sleeping in the lesson, so in some place, it's like I'm sleeping, but how can I use this mirror? I don't see where I'm sleeping.
If you would not be sleeping, he would not be sleeping. That's obvious.
That's clear. You're saying it's like a mirror that I can use it suddenly to find in myself something that I can correct. By seeing him sleeping, I don't see where I'm sleeping.
Include him in you and try to wake up that image within you. That's how you connect to him. So even if he continues to sleep, then he receives through you everything. What's the problem? Yes.
Good morning. We spoke about people and how to treat their friend. But how do you work with a woman?
Your wife.
Yes.
It is said one's wife is as his own body.
What does that mean?
It means that with your wife you can be completely open and talk about everything just as you speak to yourself. And this is helpmate against thee. It is written about it explicitly. And it's in every set state in life, not just in a spiritual way, but in a corporeal way too. Help made against thee. Meaning, with your wife, you can come to a state where you connect with her and justify her or accept everything you see in her as you see it in yourself, meaning in a direct way, and it'll be correct.
With the evil?
Is she a mirror?
Sorry. Is she a mirror?
Is she a mirror? Yes. That's why it is said, help made against you, against thee, but in a corporeal way also, not just spiritual. Wait, I'll find the words. We'll have to prepare a workshop for this. Remind me about it. I need to find examples. With your wife, you have to behave with it like your own body. Externally, well, in corporeality, you relate to her like yourself. And in spirit, well, no, this is not it yet. I have to construct it. It's not a question really, it's a topic. Write it down for me, because I forget. Write to me, I'll prepare material and we'll talk about it. We should do some conversations about it. Continue, develop the family matter, yeah. Yes, Muma, how's it going? Any date?
Yes, there is a date, but there's no bride.
Ah, there's a process, not a date yet, yeah, okay.
That's just what I wanted to talk about. On Thursday, there was a singles night, also in Haifa, also in Tel Aviv. And the last time, it was cancelled because of lack of registration. So my question is, why is it important for men and women to be in a relationship, for meaning people studying Kabbalah?
We have to, seal the deal already. You know, why all these singles? Why Gadi had to get married 10 years ago when there was a law? And today there's no law and we have these punks here coming. Yeah, really, correct. This Thursday, you're saying? Let's use today's evening, perhaps, on television, the workshop, about man, woman, and the group between them. Something of that sort, okay?
Yes, sir, that will definitely help. Thanks.
Okay, good. So we'll do it. You hear? So try to find some quotes about this. And we'll do it. No, it's important, critically important. Whether in favor or against all of the woman's work towards the men, people don't understand it. And you don't understand that by someone next to you, you're multiplying your strength, literally. Well, we'll talk about it in the evening, and for now,
Chavaya Shma Kabbalah, an experience called Kabbalah. On Tuesday, 7 p.m., we're going to have a workshop with Rav Lightman in the experience called Kabbalah.
On the topic of man, woman, and the group between them.
It will take place in the Aravut. And we'll broadcast it on kab.tv.
No, seriously, what's the joke? The group is Shechina, divinity, right? So I didn't really innovate anything here. It just sounds like it.
So you're all invited. For details, you can call 1-700-509-209. and kav.co.il.
Harmonia, we are like a clip on a sandal, chorim and vanim level.